I'm outside the offices of Coutts & Company, the famous bank, in the Strand, where the Mary Seacole Memorial Statue Appeal is currently exhibiting the 8 shortlisted proposals for a memorial to the Jamaican-born Crimean War nurse, which they plan to erect in the grounds of St Thomas's Hospital. The final announcement of the chosen artist is due to be made next week, but there's now an opportunity to see the 8 very different proposals which have been drawn up for this memorial. And they're all, as I say, very different, and all the artists have chosen slightly different places within the grounds of St Thomas's Hospital for their design. For example, I'm looking here at Martin Jennings' design entitled Marching Defiantly Forward, which is a figure of Mary Seacole with a vertical bronze disc behind, which would which he says will perform both practical and symbolic functions. Moving along to Susan Stockwell, who has chosen a 19th century period dress made from precision cut red painted steel. And some of the arteries of this dress will have text on them mapping Mary Seacole's life journey and the places she lived, worked and travelled. Moving a bit further down, we can see another design here, which is for an equestrian statue, which would be slightly more than life-size, I think. Life-size plus 15%. And she's dressed in elaborate fashionable clothes, a long military-style jacket, and this artist, Etienne Milner, has chosen to show Mary at about 50 years of age, as she was in 1855, the time of the Crimean War. Bill Woodrow has chosen something quite striking, an image of Mary Seacole going about her work tending the sick and wounded, and he's represented this by reducing it to 2 main elements. It's a much more abstract design than the others that are on display here. Georgia Boyd Russell has chosen something called Mary as a Guiding Light, which unravels the story of Mary Seacole through silhouettes and cut traceries. It's described as a free-spirited and filmic composition and narrative, and it's designed to be viewed both from the grounds of the hospital and also when you look out from inside St Thomas's. Another design here for a more traditional bust. And Joy Gregory, who has chosen to create something of a healing garden, which she thinks would be in keeping with Mary Seacole's philosophy and holistic approach to healthcare. A multi-layered living memorial, it's described as, with a palm tree and benches and places to sit. So, all in all, 8 very contrasting approaches. Do come and have a look at them. They're here in the windows of Coutts, just near Charing Cross Station, till Friday. And it would be interesting to see who the distinguished panel who are choosing the winning design will select. And we should hear next week who that will be.